From your home for sports talk, and never in that order, semi-live from A Studio, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
How are we doing?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. It's in the air.
Yeah.
Could you catch that?
I think the last day of the off-season?
Yes. The off-season of the NFL is behind us.
Is there any other off-season that you need to worry about?
No, that's a good call. The off-season for the NHL doesn't do much for you. No.
Not usually.
No, we are less than 24 hours away from football. Football starts on Thursday night.
Football.
I mean, they get their own fireworks. They do their own sound effects pretty well. We don't have to.
Yeah.
We don't have to do much, dude. No. It is. It's gonna be a nice. It's nice. It's nice to have football in my life. Sundays. I got to work most Sundays.
Yeah.
But I don't work Mondays. I don't work Thursday. I got enough time to watch a lot of football this year. I am really, really excited for this. I also have a record button on my on my TV that will allow me to watch games when I get home in the evening.
Listen to Packer games on the radio.
Oh, I said it's tradition for me. I'm sure you as a Vikings fan listen to a lot of, I'm guessing, Paul Allen, because
yep.
That's the only name
that's
I know
only,
in Vikings sports, right?
Right.
That voice, it was Larry McCarron. It was, you know, the dagger. It was that kind of stuff before you're watching a ton of TV when you're a little kid.
Well, now as an adult, I've many a time just turned the volume off on the TV and listened to the radio.
I love local radio commercials.
Yeah, right.
I do. They're so familiar. They're so comfortable. You know, like I like hearing during Brewers games when they do Usinger sausage. Like when they do Dahl Ford in the middle of, you know, like that. It feels familiar to me.
Well, there's a station that I actually used to work at out of Spring Grove that's now affiliated with a group in La Crosse, but it's still based out of, you know, Spring Grove.
Sure, so yeah.
My hometown.
Yeah.
So, but it's the only Viking that I can get in anywhere, but I'm gonna hear commercials of my local store
fronts. Same auto dealership, the same plumber who's been in. Do they still? I mean, side note: Spring Grove still make the best soda in the world. Do they still create that? Okay,
it's
good.
One of the last. I mean, I can't believe we're talking about.
Of course, can you believe the word?
Spring Grove Soda is actually one of the last family-owned independent soda bottling company.
The more you know. I did.
It's really good.
Spring Grove, dude. Spring Grove Black Cherry might be my favorite thing.
Probably why I have diabetes.
It's most of. Yeah, no. It's what this is. This trunk I got here is mostly soda. The football season. You hit local, and you get the fall.
Yeah.
And it's coming.
Feels like fall.
Starts. There it is. Thank you. There. That's our bingo. We need a bell. We should set the bingo card early. Hopefully, we got some viewers, some listeners out there setting the bingo card for us.
That's a different level, man.
Somebody's watching in the window. Always. There's always somebody in the window, man. That's our. We got to cover the weather. It is fallish out there, but it should be. Are we into September? We hit September.
It's September.
We rolled it right over.
Wake me up when September ends.
Oh, we're DJs. Look at you. Now that's 2 weeks in a row. We've nailed that. Nailed those. Way to go, us. Yeah, thanks. Really rounding a corner here.
Football.
Sure, why not? Oh, yeah. So Thursday.
Anything major happened in football in the last since we talked?
Yeah. As soon as we went off the air, the catalyst for the Micah Parsons to the Packers trade was us talking about nothing's going on in the NFL. I guess that wraps it up for the week. As we were talking about that when we recorded last week, the Green Bay Packers made the trade of the many seasons. In the NFL, big trades don't frequently happen. I probably have selective memory or I don't remember good. But the last big trade in the NFL was Deshaun Watson. Am I missing a chunk in there somewhere?
Jalen Ramsey,
okay.
Jared Goff and Matt Stafford. That was a big one.
That's not as big as Micah Parsons.
Oh, that was big.
Is because it's quarterbacks. You're right. It's a top.
It's changed. That one has changed both franchises.
Absolutely. That was a win-win.
One got a Super Bowl. One's close.
A strange win-win situation for two franchises. This one is one I'm hoping is not a win-win situation for two franchises. Because Micah Parsons, who, without argue, is one of the most talented defensive players in the league.
Top five, top three.
He's one of players in the history of the NFL to have more than 12 sacks in his first four seasons.
Right.
He was getting into a bit of a kerfuffle with a guy you don't want to have a standoff with Jerry Jones, because Jerry Jones, as successful as an owner as he's been, is one of the worst GMs in recent memory.
Yep.
He has cost his team now hundreds of million dollars, also an entire player. Micah Parsons was traded to the Green Bay Packers last week for two first-round picks and former first-round pick, former Pro Bowler, Kenny Clark, who was going to man the middle as a nearing his 30. He'd been with the Packers what seems like forever because he was drafted young out of UCLA as a first rounder. Had been around long enough to have won a Super Bowl with the Packers. Was one of those eight.
Really?
I think he'd been around 8 years, 9 years.
When? 2010.
Oh, don't make me research. We're going to research in the middle of a show? Like, you're crazy. So, Kenny Clark been there a long time, but he was going to be, this was his last year. You're hitting age 30 in the NFL. If you've got a guy behind you and the Packers have drafted correctly, he was on his way out. Micah Parsons, however, is a 26-year-old defensive end, outside rushing linebacker. A skill set that is nearly impossible to replicate in the NFL. A player that their defense was missing. They for as much ability as the Packers' improvement as they showed on defense last year, got a new D coordinator. Xavier McKinney looked like a all-pro and was for the entirety of a year. They were missing that impact player, the guy that Rashawn Gary is supposed to be, the guy that Lucas Van Ness is supposed to be, the guy that Quay Walker is supposed to be, the guy that Edgerrin Cooper is supposed to be. I mean,
2016, by the way, we got drafted. 2011 is when they won.
Oh, so no Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's won as many Super Bowls as the Vikings have in that time period.
Why'd you do that?
I have to. It's in the contract. It's what we do. It's an unwritten rule, I believe.
We'll wait.
So, yeah, you're going to wait a while for that big gotcha on that Super Bowl victory. Mm. No, we're going to wait a long time for that. So that's a huge trade in the NFL. Helps the Packers out in a spot of weakness on their team.
I mean,
they
were already a decent, good team.
They were already a good team and a decently put together defense. This, on the odds makers side, this has bumped them up an extra game. They're now projected to win 11 and a half games.
If he stays healthy.
It's a big if. There's a reason why a guy at 26 years old who's been a four-time Pro Bowler isn't re-signed by the team that drafted him.
There's a lot more stuff.
There seemed to be a lot of water under that bridge.
No, burning.
In that, which is now on fire for the Dallas Cowboys. And like I said, Jerry Jones, as much as he's a good owner, it seems to be a player's owner, seems to do it the right way for his players.
Usually.
Once you've crossed the Jerry Jones line, because he's on TV, because he's the face of them, he's not just the GM, he's the face of the franchise. Once you've wronged him, they're gone. And so they traded him.
You can read the rumors behind the scenes, what happened, what didn't happen. The gist of it was Jerry Jones tried to negotiate with Micah Parsons without his agent.
Yes.
And Micah says, no. But the side story was that I heard today.
Sure.
That after that meeting with Jerry, he went to Steven to talk to him.
Oh, went to the owner's son, who is the brains of the operation.
Which is theoretically the whole thing why Jerry was talking about the mom, son, your mom and dad.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
Going to mom, saying mom, going to dad. So I don't know what was that about.
And once you've reached that level, management and employer, you got to go. Somebody's got to go, and the employer's not going anywhere when the employer is also the GM and has brought the team from very nothing to—
I mean, if he wasn't GM, you know what it's going to be.
Correct.
Maybe his son anyway.
Yep. So Packers reaped the benefits. Short term, there are no real consequences in the short term, in this year, maybe even to next year. The first round picks that they give up, you'd like to think that the Packers are a 12-win team. This is a pick in the 20s.
Right.
So it's not like you're giving up the ability to draft
top 10 pick or something.
Well, you couldn't. if you had two drafts in a row and you were the Green Bay Packers, you couldn't draft Micah Parsons.
No.
You know, you couldn't develop a Micah Parsons. The guys like that are
right.
a one of one.
I mean, honestly, the Packers come out ahead on that one.
Sure.
You know, the Green – but the Cowboys, it was just
– couple years from now, the yeah. Packers are going to be in a spot of salary cap heck. They are going to really – thank you. Yeah. yeah. They're going to struggle and struggle to make – ends meet in the same way that a lot of teams with salary cap issues in the NFL, you end up bottoming out. You end up having a couple of years where, a couple of years from now, Jordan Love is going to be paid about $70 million. Josh Jacobs may be with the team. Xavier McKinney is going to be high paid. You've now paid Zach Tom is the highest paid right tackle in football. You've now got the highest paid defensive player in football. And you don't have the ability to draft and develop at the highest level. So a couple of years from now, yeah, $100 million in guarantees, $44 million signing bonus. The Packers are really proactive about signing bonuses. They're big fans of let's get that guy early. Let's get him his money early. It lets him cut guys later in the deal. Guy like Micah Parsons, however, you're not looking to cut. You're looking to make him be there for the next 5-8 years. You want him there for the rest of his career if you can keep him healthy and keep him upright. But yeah, they're the Packers.
4 years, $188 million.
Rock solid. Yeah, that's a shade over 45. Seven. 47. Gosh, that's a lot of money to pay. It is. It is a lot of money, and the salary cap I know has gone up significantly in the NFL as it has in all major sports in the last 5 years. But that that number seems like that used to be how much you paid a quarterback, and not long ago, Jordan Love was paid $60 million as a quarterback, 60, and he was yeah. not paid as the best quarterback.
It's not it's not like the Deshaun where it's all guaranteed.
Correct.
So.
No, there's some language in there to help the Packers if there's an injury or whatever.
Right.
But makes a big jump when you look at the Packers now on paper. Defensive tackle isn't as important as defensive end slash what Micah Parsons plays to a defensive role. So you're losing Kenny Clark, and you're gaining
a guy who played any position.
A guy that has lined up
everywhere.
That's kind of what some of the problem with his contract was when they were trying to sign him. He plays linebacker. He plays defensive end. He can play as the single. He can cover. He can do just about everything on the field, but mostly he's a Lawrence Taylor level rusher. He can get to the quarterback like nobody's business. So it'll be the storyline all year if they struggle.
And the ending storyline, and all after it's all said and done, it'll be who plays farther into the playoffs.
Correct. Yep.
You know, so next year, if you know Dallas picks up some guys because of this, or they use one of those first rounders,
mm-hmm. or they use the
whatever
they use the $40 million in savings
well, they,
to sign
no, didn't
two
save
or three
they,
guys.
Re-signed Deron Bland.
Okay, well
yesterday.
you got to use that money, right? Yeah. You got to if you
but it'll depend on who wins the most.
Yep,
you know.
And as a not fan of the Cowboys as we are,
we're not.
The Cowboys are not going to come out ahead on this deal. They just can't. It can't feel good to me for that to happen. I don't want that.
Time will tell.
I don't want it. It's not going to happen.
Having a great defensive player is great.
It is.
Unless your quarterback can't throw it sometimes.
Just sometimes. I mean, like the argument against...
It's so weird how much love is getting.
Jordan Love is being treated as if he's won things already, and he has not won anything yet.
He's not consistent enough.
They keep talking about a stretch of games for Jordan Love... Oh, we're off Micah Parsons. Good. We're off talking about Dallas. Better. Jordan Love was paid because of a 9-game sample that he had, which was a year and a half ago. He spent all of last year not getting any better. Sometimes guys just don't get better, right? Like, not every player is a Hall of Famer. Every first-round quarterback is not a Hall of Famer. Every guy getting a max contract, whether it's basketball, football, is not Patrick Mahomes, right?
Right. Well, and as far as that goes, Brock Purdy got paid.
And Brock Purdy is paid, we're going to say the same amount as Jordan Love because it's real similar. There's Trevor Lawrence is getting paid that similar amount of money. There's these guys in the NFL that are making, we'll say, too much money.
Yeah.
But the alternative to that is who do you pay?
Right.
Who could you, if you didn't pay Jordan Love, what were you going to do? You developed him for 3 years. You spent 3 years not developing anybody else. You spent 3 years knowing you were going to have to pay him. So if he was anything better than bad, he's your quarterback. You right. got to ride him for the next 5 years because it takes that long in the Packers' eyes to yeah. develop that next guy anyway.
Right.
The Packers couldn't this year or next year draft a quarterback in the first round to develop him. But
you could.
You could make that happen, but it takes a couple of years.
Yeah, and it also takes money.
And it does. And if you're paying all of your guys already, yeah. you can't – you don't have – so, yeah, the Packers have stuck themselves in a box. That box – it's that box you wish you could open that box and say, ooh, that's Justin Herbert. Right. Or, ooh, that's
J.J. McCarthy.
No, not yet. Not yet, right? Like, you want to open that right. quarterback box and find a high – Joe Burrow. You want right. to pay Joe Burrow. You want to pay Deshaun – you don't want to pay Deshaun Watson. Right.
I mean, ask me as a Viking fan 2 years ago.
Right.
Five quarterbacks after
and
four.
Before that, you had paid Kirk Cousins what felt like too much money for a long yeah. time, but he also provided you with a level of consistency
right.
that you're willing to pay, that Atlanta was willing yeah. to pay.
So, I don't know. Time will tell if it works out or not. You know?
Yep. And a trade like this, in the short term, the Packers are going to come out looking really good. The first time Micah Parsons has a 3-sack game, the yeah. first time they're playing Dallas at the end of September.
Yes.
Can't wait. Right. You know, when he knocks Dak Prescott oh, yeah. onto the ground and oh, yeah. he looks up at Jerry Jones in the owner's box, it's worth the money.
I'll root for Dallas at that point.
Ew.
I root for every other team other than the Packers.
Why would you say that?
Because I will.
That's not what we're doing.
I don't have any Packers or any. I don't have any Packers or Dallas on my fantasy team. Well, we do.
Yes. Yeah, we took one Packer. We took was it Tucker Kraft?
Yes.
Yeah. Good. Good for us. It's one thing to you were accepted a tight end. I'll roll with that. Didn't we get a Jordan Addison? Did we sneak a Viking on there?
Well, we might have gotten. I might have did some changing in the last week and take Adam Thielen.
That's not a terrible. Adam Thielen is about as likable as any Minnesota Viking that I can run into.
Like, we can wait unless you want to transition to that now.
Any more
on the Packers?
Well, Packers are. They're going against the Lions on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's a toughie. Yeah, that they
he
got,
might, and Micah might not play.
And their player that they just traded for won't probably play, and the player that they traded away, Kenny Clark, also won't play. So it doesn't strangely make a difference. Legitimately makes a hole in your defense that you can't have against a team like Detroit.
Who's healthy.
Healthy and well-coached and playing to win a Super Bowl.
Right.
They aren't playing to get where the Packers are trying to get to.
Right.
Like, they are trying to play with a target on their back because they consider themselves to be the favorite in the NFC. And I can't really say that they're not. I mean, they're one of the best two teams in yep. the NFC. I think that's, at least on paper, feels like where you could head.
I mean, that's a whole other issue with Detroit, losing both offensive yes. and defensive coordinators.
Yep. It doesn't show on paper, but you'll see it in the box. You might see it in the box scores real quick. You
right.
might see a thing where all of a sudden their defense, because Aaron Glenn was a great D coordinator, now the head coach of the Jets, they might give up an extra 3 points a game. Doesn't seem like a lot.
Might not score an extra 3 points a game either because Ben Johnson leaving.
But that 6-point swing does make a difference yeah. over the course of a season. That's so much about what you're doing in, say, fantasy football. You're trying to win in the margins, trying yep. to figure out where you can get an extra half a point here, half a point there. Well, in the NFL, that yard here, that yard there, that missed screen pass, that badly called blitz on third down by a D coordinator who maybe doesn't know the players like you want him to. Yeah, you know, that but they're still on paper,
I mean, they'll be good,
their roster is.
I don't know. The North is going to be weird this year because we don't know about McCarthy.
Correct.
We don't know.
But we'd like to think we do, right? Like,
I'd like to think that they do.
It's infrequent anymore that you're wrong about quarterbacks,
especially with O'Connell.
He's, yep. A guy he's a like whisperer. Kenny Pickett is a good example of they were wrong, but not that wrong. When he got drafted, Kenny Pickett is the guy who's on the Browns now after being on his third team, after being a first round pick. Kind of got just tossed around the league.
I mean, you could have re-signed Darnold.
Yeah.
Because you knew what you had.
Yes.
You knew what you exactly had in the last two games of the season.
Yeah. A B-plus quarterback at best. His ceiling is...
9 sacks doesn't help either. Ooh,
no. But you also need a quarterback who maybe can get a little, can move a little bit out of those sacks instead of deer in headlights and getting smashed.
All four teams, I mean, we agree that the Bears are going to be better, right?
They have to be, yeah. I mean, they got rid of Matt Eberflus as the coaching.
Which should have been done a year
before.
Yes,
that's exactly it is. When you're playing, you ever had a you ever worked for somebody and their boss shouldn't be your boss, but they're your boss. So they're your boss.
I tried not to.
But it's happened, right? And what ends up happening, the players quit on that boss.
Right.
yes, they do, buddy. The players probably are better off for having quit on that boss. That boss can go do whatever. But in the Vikings case, or in the Bears case, Matt Eberflus was a terrible coach, lame duck for an entire year. He should have been fired halfway through the year. He could have been fired at the beginning of the year. Was finally gone halfway through the year last year and was replaced by the running back coach.
Right.
And didn't succeed. Surprise, surprise. So they've now upgraded the coaching. It's the best coach the Bears have had
in a while.
In a very sense, Lovie Smith. Like Lovie Smith came into the as a big deal defensive coordinator, a winner, came to the Bears, got into
more
a Super Bowl.
They won what, 4 games I think last year?
Yeah,
or something like
4-6, somewhere in that range, right?
They'll do better than that.
Oh yeah, if they weren't playing in a division with 3 other teams that should win 12 games, the Bears would be a playoff caliber roster. They probably have a playoff caliber roster.
Yeah,
but I don't want to spend a lot of research time.
Right.
My phone won't appreciate. I can't even type in Chicago
Bears.
But
I'm just saying, though, overall, the NFC North is going to be tough this year.
Yes. Oh,
very
yes.
tough, no matter who it is.
Every division game.
I think all four teams are really good. I mean, except the Bears. Bears aren't really good. We don't know yet.
Yep.
Minnesota, their defense is still great. Special teams. I mean, every other
offensive
weapon
roster.
You got is great.
Yes, absolutely. And I, like I said, I believe that J.J. McCarthy is the answer at quarterback. That's,
I hope so. I do. I think so, too.
I mean, for the show's purpose, I hope he's Christian Ponder every day, every single day. But for football for athletic purposes.
You're lucky we're over the air and you just listen and not look, because I just gave the most glaring look to my co-host.
Because, you know, he could be one day considered the next Christian Ponder.
You'd like to think we're smarter than that at this point.
We've
already had a year. I mean, we can go on that. We'll do that later.
We've talked about Christian Ponder is not the same thing as J.J. McCarthy. J.J. McCarthy is a good quarterback. There's nothing that tells me he's not going to be successful. It's just a division where everybody got
any other division, he'd be really, I mean, Minnesota would be a top.
Green Bay last year only won one division game, and they were lucky to win it, and they still won 11 games.
Yeah, Chicago.
Correct. They blocked a field goal at the end to win that game.
So they were
amongst the best 6 teams in the football in the NFC last year.
Yeah.
And were the worst team in their division.
Yeah.
By record, right? Like, so it
and it came down to Minnesota Detroit the last game in order who got the number 1 seed.
And neither,
if Minnesota had won that, completely different outcome.
Maybe
if they would have won, I mean, we would have gotten the number 1 seed. We would have gotten the bye
instead of having to go on the road. Was like losing 2 playoff games in a row. Yeah, it really was. Well, that losing that last game of the regular season last year, your season basically was done. That was such
so much optimism.
It was so much on that game, so much riding. Almost seems silly because a playoff game is important, but there was almost more riding on that last game for Minnesota than there was in the playoffs.
Yeah, because it's the dumbest rule in the world. Because, you know, we're tied. I mean, there. If they went to the ranking, whatever. But if they would have won, they would have got the number 1.
So who's Minnesota even playing this week? Who do you got?
Well, they're playing Chicago.
Oh, okay, good. Well, it's nice to get those division battles right
on
off
Monday
the bat.
Monday Night Football.
That's right. Ben Johnson making a name. They're a new Bears head coach.
Where are they at? I don't know.
That'll be fun. Are they doing the thing where they play 2 games on Monday night then? So we get so much football on Monday that it's exhausting. They're at Soldier Field.
Yeah. Soldier Field.
Okay. That still feels like a win, right? Like,
oh yeah.
That has to be.
If we lose, boy, all the fan. Oh,
this is my favorite. This is why we do the show. This absolutely that look that you gave me about
if we lose that one,
and that thought of losing all this optimism that you've been riding for the last year and a half.
You could lose certain games to certain teams, but you can't lose them to the division.
not home openers, not against the Bears, not on Monday Night Football. Okay, not the division opener, not against the Bears, yes. Not on Monday Night Football.
Bears, Packers. Can't have it. Bears and Packers.
You can go 4-13 for the year, but you got to get those two out of the way.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's fair. No, I cannot predict that the Packers can win this game. I think Detroit is a bowling ball. I really do. I think they can win 24-10 against the Packers, and I don't think that's going to be a
problem. There's so many different storylines at this point, so it's until we're into it 3-4 games, we wouldn't know who our teams are.
Sure.
You know?
Yep, no, there's still guys shaking the rust off, so to speak. There's still guys kind of figuring out their place.
I mean, like, if they would have had Aiden Hutchinson toward the end of the season last year.
Yeah, they wouldn't have been tying with the Vikings for
they still won 15 games.
Right, but they would have won maybe and one more.
One more in the playoffs?
One more in the playoffs to get you there.
Anyway.
So that's where are we at? Who did we talk about? Did we cover the Brewers scuffling?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. The Brewers are scuffling.
they're kind of chugging along.
It is that point in the season, the dog days of summer have passed. The calendar rolls over to September 1st. Exhaustion it's kind of the deal. You're playing teams in baseball this time of year who have they're playing minor league guys. They're guys caught getting called up for other teams that are really trying them. They're fresh. They're young. They're not going through the 140th game of the season like the Brewers are hitting.
They're 5 games over anybody else.
They're 5 games better than everybody in baseball.
4 games, Tigers.
4 games. Okay. They're 4-6 in their last 10. I got nothing really. It's just kind of that the pitchers aren't going. Jacob Mizorowski, who's their young phenom pitcher, has looked like a young pitcher, not a phenom. He's been throwing 100 miles an hour, but they've been hitting it back at him about 112 miles an hour. Seems like a guy who gives up some runs and kind of panics like a young player might do. Maybe he's not going to be a September guy. Maybe he's not going to be an October guy. Maybe he's not a guy you see in the playoffs a whole lot. In the playoffs, you really only need 4 starters.
Sure.
You don't need a ton of bench depth. You need your bullpen. The Brewers still got a great bullpen. They've got 4 legit starters. It's just kind of, you got, I don't know, like 25, 30 games left.
1 minute.
And they're snucker in me. That was such a good show. We should talk about baseball and football every single show. Really?
We do.
The opening day of a sports season really, really touched them.
Badgers won, didn't they?
And the Wisconsin Badgers won. They won 17-0.
No.
Against the Miami of Ohio.
By the way, we haven't talked to any college football like Bill Belichick, and we never really talk about any other teams other than the Badgers. We should.
Because
that Belichick one next week.
You want to try being less funny next week and get real serious about a show?
No, I just want to laugh at Bill Belichick and his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, they were awful. Yeah, oh, that's a whole show. Yeah, they trademarked some things, lost a football game.
She's 24.
She's 28. Oh, yeah, you're right. We'll cover that next week. That'll be just the only. I'll actually bring notes for this one next week then. Yeah,
sure.
That's like, I mean, I don't know anything else about Bill Belichick, but that's that. Hey, guys, have a great weekend. Thank you, everybody, for letting us do this. Bye.